We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Completely different. You know, just being able to add on the coverage part of it. You know, so I heard you guys talking about mentoring Coach Rowan. That's what I've been doing in the past couple months is always anytime Coach Harris, Coach Brown, or Coach Greger has time for coverage, I've been doing that just so we can speak the same languages and making sure, at least in my effort, we are taking steps forward and not staying stagnant in that position. So, but it's definitely been more geared towards coverages. And then obviously with the pass rush stuff, that kind of goes hand in hand with what we did at defensive line. Kind of a collective thing. You know, obviously my goal to eventually become a coordinator, and I think that just helps my development in terms of being able to not only speak the coverage-wise, but be able to coach it, you know, and not just be solely a front guy. And then we had already on staff, you know, Coach Rip Rowan, that we knew we would not take a step backwards at defensive line. I mean, he's ran meetings for me last year. You know, that's how good this coach is. And he's bringing new ideas to the table that actually is things that I think helps all of us defensively. So that was just it was a move that Coach Lake agreed upon. And for my development, you know, that's the right move. Well, yeah, my opinion probably didn't matter more so than Coach Lake's, but I did. You know, if there were, that's what I think is really good about our program, where people are developed both as players and coaches, and if we are progressing to where we think we can get to, then everything should be elevated from within. You know, and I think that guy has really deserved it. He's earned it, and you guys will see you will see the defensive line play get better. Yeah, he's doing awesome. He's a really, really smart kid. Obviously gifted, very athletic, very powerful. He's learned both positions already, strong and weak. So he's definitely come here to compete, and that's what we expect of him. Yeah. Well, so to me, I think we can – I mean, the pass rush stuff – you can see on film and what he can bring to the table. I thought he could actually play in space. You know, so for a bigger body like him, being able to play in space, he's already 260, you know, working his way probably to 270 very shortly. That's a big body. You know, that's like kind of like Zion. Zion, you know, he's pretty big as well, playing in space. And this guy's really gifted, and that's what I thought he could bring to the table. So we're not just all defensive end-minded players. We can play both. We can now, like Coach Greger's installed our base defense. So now the Sam and the Buck, the weak and the strong, are playing coverages. You know, we just actually saw with him, offense had a great play, but him running with receivers down the field. You know, so I think that's what he brings to the table for us. Learning how to practice. I mean, really. I mean, that's for Zion is learning how to be a professional, and for us, being a professional is learning how to practice. Him being able to mentor other kids, him being able to run a meeting. They're about to go in the meeting so he can run it. But those are the things to me in terms of development that he needs to take that next step. Because, you know, he's pretty gifted in all the other facets of it. So he wants to become a leader through practice, showing the drills, being up in front, and then being able to teach it in the meeting rooms. A whole bunch. You know, it helped us, first off, with him not losing any years, right? So we were able to put him out on the field. But for him to, from high school to college, you know, and I'm sure Sam Heward is probably experiencing that, the speed of the game is so fast, you know, and that's what you got to get used to. Savelle had to get used to not only the speed, but the offensive guys that are, you know, 350 pounds that are moving just as fast as him, and they're really good at technique, you know. So he went from becoming a powerhouse rusher to now having to use technique, now having to attack joints and whatnot. And I think he is a student of the game. He's up in my office almost every day, so that's very encouraging. But he's only going to get better. I mean, you know, what your expectations of him are, you know, it'll come to fruition. Yeah. Levi might be one of the most explosive players we've had. You know, I think that's what the NFL coaches as well as scouts are looking at. You know, that's what makes him really, really good at 295 pounds. I mean, he ran a 4.82, but part of it was just the explosiveness on how fast he gets out. That's one thing that he's really good at, and then he understands leverage. You know, at our level, at times, his pad level got high, but he understands where to use his hands, where to place them. So that will come into play, you know, and those are the things that the scouts and the NFL coaches were talking about. He's very explosive off the ball, and he understands leverage in how to offset offensive linemen. Joe Tryon, his pass rush skills, you know, he's long. He's a long, athletic player that can – he has flexible hips. His hand swipes, you know, how violent he is with his hands, that will be his asset moving on to the next level. You know, but both I still think – can get better, and you know, depending on what teams they go to, will mold them to the player that they need to be. Yeah. Yep. It is, and I that's what you want. You know, I think I'm sitting in an ideal situation that Coach K has left here. We are three deep for sure, and actually we can get to four deep with Lolo Hale coming up and then Jeremiah Martin entering the picture. But that's what you want, and those guys understand that competitiveness in my room is you being able to teach somebody so that they know just as much as you, and then going out to the field and beating them. You know, going back to Zion, that's Zion's job now. Zion needs to teach Jeremiah everything he knows, so that Jeremiah is getting better, and then now go on the field and prove why he's better than Jeremiah. Yeah, absolutely. Right, Zion was Latu's backup. You know, so you know, Zion became a star by opportunity. You know, and that's what you're always putting. If we can continue to push in that way, where they visualize themselves as a starter, like Zion did, when he had his chance, it wasn't a wow factor. It wasn't something that surprised him. He was just waiting his turn, and when he did, he kind of took advantage of it. He's starting to understand technique, and he was very powerful from where he came from. He was more of a bull rush type of guy, run you over. He was bigger than most. What you see right here now, that's what he was in high school. And so he's starting to learn technique. He's starting to attack joints. He's starting to learn leverage. And from that, I think you'll see him start to get better this spring. Yes. And without putting so much pressure on him, Braylon will be and probably better than Joe Tryon. He's very long. He's athletic. He can drop in space. He can do all of those intangibles. And he's physical enough. He does want to put his hat and eyes on you. So as he progresses, you will see him taking about the same path as Joe Tryon did. Yeah. Yeah, you know, so, yeah, Laiatu was, you know, he still has a bright future ahead of him, but I think he visualized himself having an opportunity to go to the NFL. I mean, he started for us as a freshman, and, you know, when the whole situation happened with him, obviously there's some doubt in trying to figure out what your next step is. The good thing is we kind of already had a plan. You know, he's going to be my student assistant coach, and he's going to help out and try to pass knowledge on to those players while he does his rehab. If not for football, he always wanted to be a fireman. And, you know, so we got connection to get him a shuttle ship eventually when he's ready to get going and, you know, start to do it with the Seattle Fire Department. But, you know, he is a tough kid. You know, we had some Bible studies together and a lot of crying and that type of stuff. But he's a strong kid that, you know, I still think he has a bright future ahead of him. Yeah. That was hard. That was hard. I mean, for any kid, you know, that was really hard. And I'm thankful that the mom was able to come up here and spend time with him as well. But and I'm sure he'll still go through it throughout the process. You know, so his help for us in this program is not done yet. You know, once he'll start his rehab coming up shortly. And then, like I said, you guys will see him out there helping out and moving his wisdom towards a different field. For us, it's very important. You know, it's our whole program breeds competition, but most don't understand our view of it. You know, a lot of times competition is you just do whatever you can to be better than the next. For us, competition is also being able to raise somebody else's standards up that they might not have had. You know, so as the seniors are graduating, they're always trying to pass down knowledge to the next. And then it kind of goes on. And this has been since I was a player. You learn culture through it. You learn playbook stuff. Most importantly, you learn how to become a dog, how to become a husky. And that's something that I hold dear, being a husky. But that's, you know, without that for us, then to me, I think it's just a selfish world. There's no competition. It's just me and it's a dog-eat-dog world. And we like competition through educating each other. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was taught that and it continues to go on. Yeah. Ryan, on his ninth year? Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah. Ryan is the one that set the meeting today. You know, that's his leadership in that group. I can't even explain how important that is. You know, from the time we broke in practice to him demanding, you know, let's go get some lunch, let's watch film together, let's get better before we're back on the field. That, to me, is a true leader. You know, like he had a really good day today, and he didn't even get a chance to watch film for himself. He was worried about the group, or I should say concerned about the group, and the only way our group can get better. You know, take away Ryan and Jeremiah Martin. Those are the senior juniors. The rest of them are freshmen. And so Ryan, for him and his legacy, you know, he has to make sure those freshmen know exactly what they're looking at, how to look at it, and so we can continue to climb forward. Ryan is huge for us. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the way I finished my career here. It was outside backer. So it's kind of fun to get back to it, being able to do some of the drills that those guys are doing, and then just transferring how much it has changed from when I was here and then, you know, the linebackers of today. But it's kind of cool to kind of live through these guys, vicariously through them. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.